cannot be heard, you can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anywhere. This is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. And riding high on the airwaves in song and philosophy, enjoying in the fact that you and I can spend a few precious moments together in fellowship. And I sure hope that you get as much joy and happiness from it as I do. You've heard me say time without number that I try never to miss my horseback ride at least once a week. First, because it's different from anything else you do. It's a grand exercise for both mind and body. And it takes you places where you wouldn't ordinarily go. Over rough and rugged trails. Through valleys, over plains and mountains. Through brooks and little streams. All through the unclouded places. Where the air's fresh and clean. And you can think and commune with nature and yourself. And get pretty well acquainted with the real you. Well, sir, there's a young fella that owns a big pinto pony. And he called for me and we went out to the stables and saddled up Cheerio and Fox. And hit off in true cowpoke style over the trail. Both our mounts were feeling their oats and were stepping right out. Cutting capers here and there just like a couple of kids. Do you remember that old expression of mothers and dads? When we were kids, when we galloped around, they'd smile and say, kind of feeling your oats, ain't you, son? I used to wonder at that expression. I couldn't understand how anyone could live without kicking up their heels and shouting for the mere joy of it. Isn't life grand when you're young and healthy and happy? When all the world is young, lad, and all the trees are green, and every goose a swan, lad, and every lass a queen, then hey for boot and horse, lad, and round the world away, young blood must have its course, lad. And every dog his day, and every dog his day. Young blood must have its course, lad. And every dog his day. Well, to get back to our ride, friends. This young man and I were having a great time holding our horses down on all fours so that we could ride instead of fly. Oh, but it was fun watching the capers of this pinto horse and my palomino. We'd go along singing cowboy songs, peaceful-like for a spell. And then a little piece of paper would blow up in our path, or a jackrabbit jump up in front of us, and all our wild steeds would be right up in the air again. And each time this happened, another old saying that I heard dozens of times from Mother and Dad. And I reckon you had the same term used on you. It was this: you better come down off your high horse. Oh, my, oh, me. How many times when we hear folks blowing about their great accomplishments or their ability or hearing them tell what they're going to do, how that expression pops in our minds and we'll say, Well, let them alone. They'll come down off their high horse after a while. You know, I think we all sometime in our lives get up on high horses. And it's a mighty good thing, too. Of course, when we fall off or are thrown down pretty hard, while we may get the wind knocked out of us, we realize that we must keep both feet on the ground most of the time and not travel so high up that we can't feel the solid earth under our feet. I sang to myself and my old black mare as I rode through the woodland shady. Hurry on, or the day will be gone. I ride to the feet of my lady. But slow, slow and sure, said the old black mare, a pace like this would be killing. If your lady is true, she will wait for you as long as your lady is willing. Then, ring-a-ding-dong, riding along all through the woodland shady. There's never a care that a man would not bear, if but for the sake of his lady. I sighed to myself as we jogged away so slow through the woodland shady. Oh, what shall I do and what shall I say when I come to the feet of my lady? But the old mare laughed as she tossed her bells. If you sigh like that, you will miss her. Tis not what you say, but the way that tells. Take her up in your arms and kiss her. So, ring-a-ding-dong, riding along all through the woodland shady. I well understood such advice must be good, as it came from the lips of a lady. Then in a moment I saw her there, like the sun in the woodland shady. And I took the advice of my wise old mare, and that's how I won my lady. I caught her up on my saddle tree, and away in the golden weather. And the bells were ringing for her and me, we rode through the world together. Then, here's to the mare, jolly black mare, and here's to the woodland shady. Now I'll take when I can the word of a man, but in love, the advice of a lady. Let you and I stay off the high horses and dig our toes into the ground, figuratively speaking, and anchor ourselves to the solid things of life. Everything worthwhile in this old world has had to be built on a solid foundation from the ground up. Let's strive for the high places, but have something solid under us, so that if we should take a tumble, fall, then it won't hurt quite so much. Horsey, don't you stop. Just let your feet go clippity-clop. Your tail goes swish and the wheels go round. Giddy-up, we're homeward bound. Horsey, on your way. We've done the journey many a day. Your tail goes swish and the wheels go round. Giddy-up, we're homeward bound. We ain't in a hustle, we ain't in a bustle. Don't go tearing up the road. We ain't in a hurry, we ain't in a flurry, and we ain't got a very heavy load. So horsey, don't you stop. Just let your feet go clippity-clop. Your tail goes swish and the wheels go round. Giddy up, you're homeward bound. Upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now. Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody.